This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Discussions being held today among the ruling coalition task force to finalize the minimum common program of the government. Former Nepali cricket captain Paras Khadka announces retirement from international cricket. And street fighting rages as Taliban attack key cities in Afghanistan. Now, the news in detail. Discussions are underway in the meeting of the task force formed by the ruling coalition to finalize the minimum common program of the government. According to Nepali Congress leader Purna Bahadur Khadka, the members of the task force met at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata this morning to discuss a joint meeting. He said that the task force had to immediately announce the minimum common program considering the delay in the expansion of the Council of Ministers. The flood in the Melamchi River triggered by the incessant rainfall swept away seven more houses at Melamchi 11 on Monday night. The flooded Melamchi River had ravaged Melamchi Bazaar on June 15th. So far, the flood washed away more than 67 houses and huts combined in Melamchi. Superintendent of Police at District Police Office in Sindhupalchok, Rajan Adhikari, informed that 55 houses and huts from Kyul, Chanaute and Gyalthum and 12 others from Talamarang and Melamchi were perished in the flood. The District Administration Office, Tanahu, has directed all schools to shut down physical teaching learning activities. Earlier, the private and community schools were operated physically without permission and in the face of spread of coronavirus. According to Assistant Chief District Officer Chitrangad Baral, a meeting held under the coordination of District Administration Office directed the shutdown of physical classrooms in view of rising coronavirus infection. The meeting was attended by PAPSON and PAPSON and Chief of Education Section at Bias Municipality. Assistant Chief District Officer Baral further said schools were not allowed to run classes physically until the decision by COVID-19 Crisis Management Committee. With the relaxed lockdown, the coronavirus cases are rising in Tanahu district, thereby posing serious threat to human health. Former captain of Nepali national cricket team Paras Khadka has announced his retirement from the international cricket. He announced his retirement through his Twitter post today, saying, "With utmost clarity, respect and gratitude, he has decided to retire from playing international cricket." Khadka took over the captaincy of the Nepali cricket team in 2009 and he took this responsibility till 2019. He has experiences playing 10 one-day internationals and 33 T20 tournaments. He made his debut for the senior Nepali team against Malaysia in April 2004. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has predicted the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the province one, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ferocious fighting is taking place in a major Afghan city amid fears it could be the first provincial capital to fall to the Taliban. Lashkargah in southern Helmand province is under heavy assault from the militants despite persistent US and Afghan air strikes. The Taliban are said to have seized a TV station. Hundreds of Afghan reinforcements have been deployed to battle the militants. The Taliban have made rapid advances in recent months as US forces have withdrawn after 20 years of military operation in the country. If Lashkargah fell, it would be the first provincial capital won by the Taliban since 2016. It is one of the three provincial capitals under attack. Australian flag carrier Qantas has said it will stand down 2,500 staff as a lockdown in Sydney impacts air travel across Australia. The Australian airline said pilot, crew and airport workers will be affected and will last for at least 2 months. Qantas said it would pay off staff until mid-August, after which they could apply for government support payments. The highly contagious Delta variant has forced lockdowns in several cities and some state border closures in Australia. The situation is severe in Sydney. It is seeing about 200 new infections each day, despite being in lockdown since 26 June. Nearly all states have banned travellers from Australia's largest city, Sydney. At least 8 people have been killed in wildfires that have ripped through southern Turkey, ravaging coastal resorts and forcing tourists to flee. The blazes have been raging for 6 days as Turkey grapples with its worst fire crisis in decades. On Monday, Turkish authorities said more than 130 blazes had been contained as firefighting efforts continued. Elsewhere, firefighters are trying to contain wildfires in parts of Greece, Spain and Italy. Italy's National Fire Service said it had to deal with more than 1,500 flares up across the country on Sunday. In the eastern city of Pescara, at least 5 people were injured after a fire forced the evacuation of hundreds from beach resorts and homes. In the ongoing 32nd Summer Olympic Games being held in Tokyo, Japan, China is leading the medal tally with 30 gold, 19 silver and 16 bronze medals. USA is trailing behind in second position with 22 gold, 27 silver and 17 bronze medals. And Japan is in third position with 18 gold, 6 silver and 10 bronze medals. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Discussions being held today among the ruling coalition task force to finalize the minimum common program of the government. Former Nepali cricket captain Paras Khadka announces retirement from international cricket, and street fighting rages as Taliban attack key cities in Afghanistan. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.